So the one behind you must be Fimolo, Susanna said. What's he, your superego?
Oh, brilliant, Fimolo exclaimed. I bet you can even say Freud so it doesn't rhyme with lewd.
He leaned forward and gave her his knowing leer. But can you spell it, you short-legged New York blackbird?
Don't mind him, said Fimolo. He's always been threatened by women.
Are you Stephen King's ego, id, and superego? Susanna asked.
What a good question, Fimolo said approvingly.
What a dumb question, Fimolo said disapprovingly. Did your parents have any kids that lived, Blackbird? You don't want to start in playing the dozens with me, Susanna said. I'll bring out Detta Walker and shut you down.
Referee King said, I have nothing to do with Cy King other than having appropriated some of his physical characteristics for a short time, and I understand that short time is really all the time you have. I have no particular love for your cause and no intention of going out of my way to help you, not far out of my way at least, and yet I understand that you two are largely responsible for the departure of Los. Since he kept me prisoner and treated me as little more than his court jester or even his pet monkey, I'm not at all sorry to see him go. I'd help you if I can, a little at least, but no, I won't go out of my way to do so. Let's get that up front, as your late friend Eddie Dean might have said.
Susanna tried not to wince at this, but it hurt. It hurt. As before, Fimolo and Fimolo had turned to look at Fimolo when he spoke. Now they turned back to Roland and Susanna.
Honesty's the best policy, said Fimolo with a pious look. Cervantes.
Liars prosper, said Fimolo with a cynical grin. Anonymous.
Fimolo said, there were times when Los would make us divide into six or even seven, and for no other reason than because it hurt. Yet we could leave no more than anyone else in the castle could, for he'd set a dead line around its walls.